Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am, that's me.
Okay. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I tried to file my weekly claim and it wouldn't let me. It said I had to reopen a file. And then it wouldn't let me reopen it, and it said there was an issue with the claim. So I was trying to see what was going on.
Okay, so you wouldn't let you do your weekly certification and told you to refile in a new claim?
Right, and it wouldn't let me open a new claim.
Okay. Could you provide your social security number for me, please?
Yes, 422-928-0-47.
Okay. All right, and could you verify your name for me, please?
Yes, it's Kelly Warr, W-A-R-R.
Could you verify your date of birth for me, please?
Yes, 12/25/69.
All right, and what is your mother's maiden name?
Lucy.
And the last name?
Yeah, Lucy. That's her last name.
Okay. Would she go by another last name?
Or...
Okay. Is that her married name?
War was her married name. Lucy was her maiden name. Her first name was Nellie.
Okay. Okay, and how do you spell her maiden last name? Is it L-U-C-Y?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what would be your last two employers?
Would have been Truck Works and Superior Text.
Superior Text, T-E-X-T?
Right.
Okay. And what was before that?
Before that would have been W.W. Williams.
And those are your most recent two?
That would have been the most recent. Truck Works. Then Superior, and then W.W. Williams.
Okay, what is the Trupp Works?
Yeah, T-R-U-C-K-W-O-R-X.
Okay.
Trupp Works, Kenworth. Kenworth.
Okay. Okay. So it looks like the mother's maiden name was entered incorrectly. We have her married last name on file, which may be why it wouldn't let you process this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got it sent over to be corrected for you.
Okay.
And you tried to file when did you file before?
You mean my weekly? I tried to do my weekly certification yesterday.
Okay. Have you missed a week?
No, I filed a claim last Friday, December 1st, is when the claim would have been open. And then I filed my weekly certification that Sunday, and then I tried to file a weekly certification yesterday, and that's when it wouldn't let me do anything.
Okay. Did it tell you it was incomplete or?
It just said that it had been, oh God, what did it say? It gave me a little yellow little box that said that it think that I would need to reopen the claim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it say your funds were exhausted, or did it say, what did it say?
No, yeah, no, it just said that it would need to be reopened, and there was an issue with filing, and that it would need to be reopened.
Okay.
If you hang on, I can look at it real quick and tell you exactly what it says.
Okay.
Hang on.
Did okay.
Okay, it says your claim has been inactivated. Hang on. You must reopen your claim in order to continue filing weekly certification. And then it says there are pending issues stopping payment on your claim. View issues here. And it says, that paperwork was returned because of the wrong address, which I don't know, they got the correct address. And then it says an account review is required on your claim. So
Okay.
that's what it, yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead and we'll refile just to make sure that everything is up to date and correct.
Okay.
Since the last time you filed, have you experienced a name change?
No.
Okay. Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments via direct deposit into your checkings or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
I can set that up for you if you could provide a routing number and bank account number for a traditional bank.
Yeah, hang on, let me get that for you. You ready for the rounding number?
Yes.
Okay. It's 314-07-4269.
Okay.
All right, account number.
Go ahead.
All right. It's 025-367-4883.
Okay, for the routing number, I have 314-074-269. For the bank account number, I have 025-367-4883.
Yes.
Okay. Is this a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
Okay. Okay. And what would be a good mailing address for you?
It's 4504 Bud Holmes. That's BUDHOLMES. That's two words. Road.
Okay.
Pinson. 35126.
Okay. Is your residence address different than your mailing address?
No.
Okay. Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Okay. And what would be a good telephone number to reach you at?
This number, 334-590-7738.
Okay. So it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1984 Toyota Tercel, a 1987 BMW 3 Series, a 1988 Chevrolet Step Van, a 1994 Saab 900, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
I don't think so. Maybe the Tercel, but I can't remember. No.
Okay. So you want to go with the Tercel?
Thinking back, no, I don't think I've ever had one. So, no.
Okay. You want to go with I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Right.
Okay. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you?
5'8".
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Albertville, Auburn, Dothan, Birmingham, or none of the above?
Birmingham.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2301 Kong West L. Dickinson Drive.
Yes, that one.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Custom Envelope, New South Softball League, Oxnard Children's Dental Group, Sellright, or none of the above?
New self, soulful.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Like, does that mean like since I filed this claim or?
The one that you filed on December 1st.
No, I haven't worked.
Okay. And you and the reason for your break in claim is that it told you to refile?
Yes.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. What would be a good job description for you?
This management.
Okay. What was your management over? Was it, were you the manager
Warehouse.
over like a where? Okay. Okay, so you were over store like storing and distributing of materials and products throughout a warehouse?
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. I have reset your temporary PIN code for you. It is now it's a 4-digit PIN that you do your weekly certifications with. I do recommend you change it once you log in for the first time, though.
Okay.
The PIN code is now 4769. Okay. And I do
Okay.
have a couple of closing. Go ahead.
So I won't need to file a weekly certification again until Sunday.
Right. You don't have to file one this week.
Okay.
I do have to give you all of that information again, though, because you are
Okay.
refiling, so just bear with me. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim that we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and there you'll update your online resume. A failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. A failure to make and complete a certification each week, could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file, via internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file
Okay.
via telephone, the telephone number that you would call each week is 334-954-1000. Your certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturdays. So you'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information will be sent to you, this booklet, an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the results carefully, or read the information carefully. A failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-3600 4524. But that completes the claim process. Do you have any questions, or would you like me to repeat any information?
Yeah, since it we had to reopen it, I guess will I still be eligible for the first claim that week, or how's that work since it had to be reopened?
Usually we work from the start of your claim moving forward. However, because you just had to file a claim right after a claim, if you wanted to inquire about like back pay or anything like that, you would have to call the inquiry department and see if there's anything that they can do for you. Because I wouldn't be able to look into that. I only file new claims. I can't do anything about old claims.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope that you enjoy your day and your holidays.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.